And we'll get a final hit on sports with our takeaway sports contributor, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. We talked about football already this morning, but there's a baseball pennant race taking place, and it's tighter than we would expect.
Definitely. Baseball right now is in the playoff season. So there's October 7th is when it all begins. And so right now the Yankees and the Red Sox are actually in a race for the AL East.
It's suddenly getting close.
It's a little scary, I think, for Yankees fans, but for the Boston fans, Boston has won 10 of their last 12 games. They're the hottest team in baseball right now. Their bullpen is really looking great, and they're hitting the ball really well. So I think Boston actually has an edge right now. And going into this weekend coming up, they have a week of games. They're going to be playing against each other, but also Boston has a weaker schedule for the end of the year. So they could conceivably win most of their games towards the end of the year.
And as recently as 2 weeks ago, the Yankees were not thinking that this Red Sox series was going to be that significant. Let's move to the AL Central.
Yeah, the AL Central is also where things were kind of wrapped up and Detroit kind of had it together. But all of a sudden, the Minnesota Twins are making a serious run for the title there.
And a short run, I'm sure.
Well, a short run.
Three games out.
Two and a half games out, actually, yeah. as of right now. And the Twins don't have the pitching to really push this through. That's where the Detroit strength, particularly with Verlander, isn't making that happen. But the Twins are definitely making a push, and they have to play each other again coming up and this week as well. So there's a lot of drama in baseball right now with people that are fighting for spots.
Do the San Francisco Giants have a prayer at this point?
Well, right now they're about 4.5 games out of the wild card. I would say that they're close, but they've lost key critical games down the stretch when it matters. The Colorado Rockies tooled up and they switched up their lineup last week. So they put people in different places, and that was actually a really smart decision, and it gave them the power and the hitting that pushed them to where they are right now.
Right. Finally, the NBA has apparently locked out its referees for the start of the preseason. What's going to happen, and could it delay the actual regular season?
It won't delay the actual start of the regular season. That's what we're hearing. But they're pulling in replacement referees, and they're mostly pulling in replacement referees from their system. So it's not as much, not like they're pulling guys from like your local high school team or like the Troy High team where I went to. They're not pulling the local guys from there. They're pulling in people that are part of their system and also people that they fired in the past. They're pulling them back on.
They're not calling you, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, takeaway sports contributor, talking about sports in the studio. Coming up, we'll talk more about Afghanistan and where the U.S. policy is really in flux. That's in a few minutes. Go apply for one of those ref jobs, Ibrahim.
That's a good idea. Good morning, everyone.